Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, EU ambassadors have just approved the EU-Mercosur trade deal by qualified majority, two sources told RTE this morning. Ireland, France, Poland, Austria and Hungary opposed the deal. Belgium abstained. The other 21 EU member states, including Italy, which had been seen to be wavering before that, approved the deal. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Roderick O'Gorman, Green Party leader, and TD for Dublin West, and Regina Doherty, Fine Gael MEP for Dublin. Good evening to you both.
Evening. Hi there.
Evening, Colm.
Roderick, you're disappointed the deal has gone through.
I am. Yeah, I think it's a disappointing decision today. Free trade is important, but trade needs to be fair as well. And I don't believe the Mercosur trade agreement is fair. I don't think it's fair to our farmers here in Ireland because they're going to have to compete with food raised to much lower welfare standards. I don't think it's fair to our consumers as well, who risk being exposed to beef that was reared using hormones. And also, it's not fair to the environment because it's actually going to encourage further deforestation across South America. So it's a disappointing vote. I do welcome the government's last-minute conversion to opposing it, and I call on our MEPs in the European Parliament to oppose it when it comes to a vote there.
OK, before I go to Regina, there's already 200,000 tonnes of Mercosur beef coming in. Should that be stopped then?
Well, I'd have real concerns with what was revealed recently in terms of beef that was raised using a growth hormone that has been banned by the EU's regulatory system coming onto the island of Ireland, over 100 kilograms of that beef. So I think we have to look very carefully. We have over many years built really strong standards in EU agriculture, animal welfare standards and standards in terms of the pesticides that farmers aren't able to use here anymore, and in terms of growth hormone that they aren't able to use. Those same standards don't apply across these South American countries. And it's important that Irish consumers aren't at risk of consuming that beef.
Okay, sorry to cut across you, Roger. They don't apply within the South American countries, but there is supposed to have been a chief trade enforcement. There is a chief trade enforcement officer appointed by the European Commission who's supposed to oversee that the EU standards would be applied for any exports coming to the European Union.
And the fact that a consignment of beef that was raised using an illegal a hormone that is illegal in Europe doesn't raise any confidence that that can actually be implemented and that Irish consumers can have that level of protection.
Okay, Regina Doherty, you took, I suppose, a less one-sided view of the Mercosur trade deal. Did you see merit in it?
So I think there's huge merit in it, but I totally appreciate the position that the government have taken, having fought for farmers and for the concerns that they've been expressing with us as a government for the last number of years. And I think the government fought for those changes right up to and until the very last minute, which was on Wednesday when the agriculture ministers met. So I think the criticism of the belated decision is very unfair and very political. The government and the ministers have been fighting to actually get the changes made to the deal that would have satisfied the concerns that our farmers and the food producers actually have. And so I think they've fought a good battle. They're not happy with the outcome, and I think that's, you know, means that they've listened to the farmers' concerns, and that's resulted in them having a no.
Share Roderick's concerns about the beef imports?
So, first of all, I'm surprised that a former minister would actually say what Roderick has just said. The EU standards around SBS checks at our border controls and our food safety standards are probably of the highest standards and levels of any bloc of countries that we have in the world. They're not negotiable. They do not change. The EU border controls apply and will apply to any products that come in from the Mercosur countries if and when this does become active. We have an audit of exporting countries. Control systems at their borders. We have documented identity checks. We have physical samples and lab testings at border control. Like all of these SBS checks that we apply to third countries, which now applies to the UK, and Roderick knows well that there was many, many years of negotiations to make sure that those SBS checks and those imports from third countries still upheld the food safety standards that we have in the European Union. And those standards will apply.
Although you do concede that the Farmers' Journal has done reporting that has shown that some things did slip through the net, and there were
but the reason
recalls.
They were caught The reason they were caught was because the checks are actually working. The same way as we caught horse meat, you know, in the food chain a number of years ago, it's because the checks work. And rogue activities are not, you know, unique to one particular country in the world. Okay. Rogue activities happen, and the SPX checks and the food safety standards work, and they do work.
You see the merit in it. A 2021 report that was commissioned by the Department of Enterprise also saw plenty of merit in the Mercosur deal. The government hasn't exactly been waving that report from the rooftops, extolling the merits of where there might be growth in the Mercosur deal in the area of chemicals, including pharma, computer and electronic and optical products, yeah, Irish whiskey and those kind of things. They seem to have been silent and allowed the beef industry do what, in fairness, it is asked to do, and go out and represent its members and voice its concerns.
Yeah, so to be fair, and I've said this before, the IFA are a superb representative organisation, and they've done a very good job in expressing the concerns, which is why government and ministers have fought so hard for the safeguards. And my own colleagues, Maria Walsh and Barry Cowan, got amendments to those safeguards only in the Parliament a number of months ago.
I know, but what about the other positive aspects? Why didn't the government sell them?
There's enormous positives, and we didn't hear from those positive industries about the pharmaceutical benefits, our drinks industry, our whiskey, our tech, our agri-foods, our machinery. Like, there's an enormous benefit, not just to Ireland, to diversify our markets here, something that our Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has been trying to do in China for the last week, but absolutely vital to diversify the markets from the European Union and to take away our over-reliance on the US.
I want to go back to Roger Cogorman. On the environmental points that you were making, that same report commissioned it during a government you were a member of, Roger Cogorman, said there would be negligible impacts on sustainability in the Mercosur countries, and whatever about the impact on deforestation of this, not signing it isn't going to make any difference to the rate of deforestation in Mercosur countries.
Well, first of all, in the European Parliament in December, the European Parliament voted to actually delay the implementation of the EU deforestation law. That's a piece of legislation that would actually put restrictions on products coming from lands that have been deforested. So by voting to delay that, the EU itself is demonstrating, or the European Parliament, a majority in the European Parliament is demonstrating that they're not taking the environmental impacts, particularly around deforestation, seriously. But in terms of Mercosur itself, some additional environmental measures have been negotiated in the last year, but they're primarily political. They're not legally binding. They depend on those governments in the Mercosur countries being actually willing to implement them.
Okay, but do you accept, or did you accept, the report that was presented to the Department of Enterprise during your time in government that said the economic modelling that they had done makes no assumption of increased use of land? Instead, they were saying that it would be more intensive use of existing agricultural land. So therefore, no real increase, or no radical increase, in the amount of land that was going to be created through deforestation to give over to beef.
Well, one of the key protections, one of the key legal elements that would have ensured that there would be no increase in deforestation was that deforestation regulation. That was spoken about at the time the changes to Mercosur were being argued, and was being kind of put down beside those changes as a reason why we should have more confidence in Mercosur. That law has now, its implementation has now been deferred a further year. So that gives me no confidence that we're actually going to see what was indicated in that report, and no impact on deforestation. And as we know, the reason so many farmers across South America are engaged in deforestation is to be actually able to grow more beef and that beef is primarily for export.
Regina Doherty, will you be voting in favour of this when it comes to the Parliament?
Again, before I answer that question, can I just say, with every deal comes conditions, and there's a sustainable development chapter enshrined in Mercosur, which means Brazil have pledged voluntarily to agree to halt illegal deforestation. They've agreed environmental commitments, and they've agreed
I do have to just come in there. Back in December, the European Union reduced the corporate sustainability burdens on companies in the European Union.
Yeah, on small businesses, because of the red tape burden.
But the SME sector is one of the reasons Mercosur has been sold here. So that sustainability thing comes into play there.
It does. But what I'm saying is that there's an imbalance in the debate that we're having at the moment. Everything has been trying to pitched as being incredibly bad on all fronts. That's not the reality. The reality here is that there's an enormous benefit, not just to Ireland and the EU, to diversify our trading outside of the usual partners that we have. And to answer your question... To answer your question, I've been very supportive of this deal up until now. I can't see anything that will change for me with, between now and when the vote does come to the Parliament. This is about ensuring that Europe actually has more trading partners and better people to actually sell our products.
We do have to leave it there. Thanks very much to Regina Doherty, MEP for Dublin, who you just heard there, and before that, Roderick O'Gorman, Green Party leader and TD for Dublin West.